And joining me live in studio this morning is Kendall Erickson from Sharp Insurance. Good morning, Kendall. How are you today?
Hey, good, Duke. How you doing today?
Hey, doing great. Appreciate you swinging by. And what did you snowshoe in here today? Is that what you did?
Much. Yeah, I came early because it was hard even getting in here. Yep.
Right. Absolutely. No, we appreciate it. Exciting times for Sharp Insurance and what you're doing with your new location at the grand opening up and coming this Tuesday. Before we get into the grand opening, Kendall, let's just talk Sharp. Talk Sharp Insurance, mm-hmm. And you've had that location on the north side of Afton. How long have you been in business, Kendall? So, when did you open up?
Perfect, yeah. So around 2006, I got licensed to sell insurance and was I'm an independent agent or broker, you know, and so I started out just on my own, mostly focusing on health insurance and related products like that. And you know, some changes came. So I was at one location, and then some changes came nationally with health insurance around 2010, which really, you know, with the pass of when they passed the Affordable Care Act, that's when it really got me thinking, you know, holy cow, am I going to even be able to sell health insurance anymore? And so it caused me to make some changes. I got my license in property and casualty insurance as well. And that led to trying to do that on my own, and then realizing that I needed some more companies to sell for than I could get on my own. And so what that led to was a search to basically team up with another agency that was already existing in the area that had the companies that I wanted to sell for. So one thing led to another, and I found a guy named Jared Sharp in Montpelier, Idaho. He had just bought an insurance agency called Hume Insurance. Had the companies that I was looking to sell for. He's a great guy. So we worked out a partnership where I would be able to basically open a second office, you know, there. So the main office is in Montpelier, Idaho, and then, you know, the second office here in Afton, be able to sell those same property and casualty products, and then also still be able to do my health insurance just on my own. So okay. It's a unique partnership, but that's sort of how that came to be. And that started around the first of 2013, which is also when I moved into the last location I was in.
Perfect. And so just like everything else, the market's always changing, right? And it sounds like you're always adapting. And what has that been like? Has that been a challenge for you to stay up on kind of the current trends in the insurance market?
Oh, absolutely. It's a roller coaster. It's pretty wild sometimes, you know, especially with the changes they've made with health insurance were very big with the Affordable Care Act. And then they have made little changes ever since. So every year there are little updates, there are little changes, especially during COVID. Some different things happened with the marketplace plans and also with Medicare. So it's kind of crazy. And in fact, it's you know, probably too many products for one guy. And so I'm looking to expand a little bit. But you definitely, you know, to try to be an expert, you have to keep up on things. And there's a lot to keep up on and a lot of different products and insurance companies that sell those.
So let's talk about the expansion a little bit. As you mentioned, you're going into this new location. Tell us about this new building and why you decided to move and what you're doing with this.
Sure. Yeah, no problem. The last building I was at was great location, but it was a little small for what I planned to do in the future, you know. So that was probably the main reason why decided to move to, you know, a friend purchased the old Allred Appliance building, 13 Neild Avenue. Everyone kind of knows that location because anyone who turns down Neild String, you know, you see it. So it's a great location, but it also, you know, with the new owner there, we worked out something that would work for me that would allow me to have more space and expand to meet the needs of this office of Sharp Insurance. And so I would say that's the main reason why we're doing the change.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. And so you're holding a big grand opening, sounds like, an open house of sorts on Tuesday next week. Tell us what you're doing with that.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really fun. It's something that I just, Jared Sharp and I just came up with this idea to, hey, let's promote the new building. And I think people are seeing it, but, you know, a lot of people are wondering, hey, what's going on in there? And so just a good chance for people to stop in real quick, say hi, and basically we're going to give refreshments. There's going to be some fun drawings. You know, we're going to give away 6 tickets to Disney on Ice, which is March 3rd. We're going to give away a gift certificate to Skyview Lanes and Cineplex. We're going to give away some other, you know, mugs and prizes and, you know, pens and just things like that. So it's not a thing that you have to be there all afternoon. In fact, probably ideal to just stop in, say hi, get some refreshments, enter the drawing, and hopefully you win. So
perfect. All right. So You mentioned it pretty casually there, Kendall, but okay, Disney on Ice tickets, six of them, and they're really good seats. You showed me where they are. It's a lower bowl in the arena.
Yeah, absolutely. And my family's gone before, and my kids loved it, and I just thought, you know, a family like mine, six tickets, meets the needs of a lot of people. You know, lower bowl, great seats at Moana, Frozen, whoever. You know, there's a whole bunch of characters that come, and the little kids love it. So I just thought, you know, that's probably a cool prize that someone could win, that, you know, and go ahead and have a fun weekend.
And you just enter. It's free to enter, all that free kind of stuff.
Yep.
Perfect. Kendall Erickson in studio this morning with Sharp Insurance and that big grand opening on Tuesday. Give us the times and details, Kendall.
So this is Tuesday, February 28th, and it's from 2 to 5 p.m. So I, you know, we kind of thought, I know you'll be there broadcasting for 2 hours of that. So it's about a 3-hour block. And it's just kind of, I think candy, you know, anyone who coming from picking up kids at school can swing in, get their cookies, enter the drawing, you know, that type of thing. So 2 to 5 p.m. though on Tuesday.
Perfect. And of course, while they're there, if they have any insurance questions, you'll be there to answer all those, right?
Absolutely. Yep.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. That's Kendall Erickson, Sharp Insurance. Kendall, anything we missed about your new location and the grand opening on Tuesday?
No, I just want to, honestly, I would like to just thank all my clients in Star Valley that have supported me over the years. I enjoy working with people here, and I just really appreciate everyone's business that's ever come in and talked to me.
That's Kendall Erickson, Sharp Insurance, and the grand opening on Neild Avenue, the former All Red Appliance Building. And you can swing by and see the new location for Sharp Insurance Tuesday from 2 to 5. Stop by, enter to win those tickets and some of the other prizes as well. It's all part of the weekday wake up this morning on the SVI Radio Network.